Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound, the podcast with me, Shane.
And me, Louise.
And we think we're hilarious when we probably aren't.
We probably aren't. I think if you know us or were there, it's probably hilarious. But if you don't know us or you weren't there, possibly less funny. We are going to continue with this though. But what we really need is...
your help. The Pounders. What we need you to do is we need you to sign up to our Patreon for sort of a pound, hence the name SOAP. S-O-A-P, sort of a pound.
Sort of a pound. It's sort of a pound because we've got to cover some of our costs. We do our full-time jobs. We've got to do the editing. We've got to buy software. We've got to buy microphones. We've got to travel places. We've got to set up legal companies. We've got to get legal advice because we want your help and... apparently that takes some legal advice and we've got to do various things. So we're just asking for a little bit of support so that we can bring you to you because we want our show to be your show.
Because we've got a number of stories which are, in our minds, hilarious.
But... Like, fuck but funny.
However, we've only got a limited amount and we need your stories to match our hilarity.
We
or
do.
Better, actually.
But we don't just want it to be funny. Sometimes we want to cover some issues. We want this to be your show. And depending what we decide to do with Patreon and depending what we decide to do with different tiers within Patreon, we have different levels of access. But we just want it to become a community to start with. But we want it to be yours. So what we're going to do is the format of the shows is that we're going to probably tell some kind of story. Sometimes they're going to be hilarious. Most of the time it's going to be hilarious or sad. Or we'll be finding it hilarious. We will be. So we'll do a bit of one show and then the next show will be all about that subject, but it'll be over to you. But and it can be whatever you want to raise. So if you are in maybe in a different tier of Patreon or maybe even just a pounder to start with, we want you to write in, ring in, text in, do whatever you want.
We can even get them on the show, can't
we? Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to do it like via digital, whatever the hell you call that.
So if you want to speak on the show, if you want to be video on the show, do. And it can be, we will do whatever you want to do for that next show. We just need your participation. So, but if there's issues that you want to bring up, I mean, a friend of ours had a friend, we didn't know the friend, he died of sepsis, which is probably bringing this podcast down a little bit in his first intro. So maybe we will edit this bit out, but... but maybe if there's a bit of an awareness point that you want to raise, because nobody in the 40s should be dying of sepsis. People think it's a young person's or old person's disease. And actually, it's just people really need to be totally aware of the signs. Again, probably edit this out for the intro, maybe a little bit too serious. But it's that. But we do want it to be your show and raise whatever you want. And, you know, we can be serious.
We can put up polls, whether we're like, what you want to talk about. If you've got any funny, serious stories, just let us know and we're going to work it into the show because the show is about you guys, the Pounders, and we want you to pound away.
Pound away.
We're fucking market geniuses. Marketing geniuses.
And do you know what the 5-star reviews are going to get? Do you know what the 5-star reviews are going to get? They're going to get 5 stars for just Tessie sitting here being
pretty.
Yeah,
we have got Tessie joined us. If you're watching the podcast, which sounds really weird, but podcasts are filmed now, aren't they?
They are. Which is why, again, we've got to ask the pound just the pound because we've got legal fees, both libel and slander now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so we might have to be careful with what we say. But
we do.
You guys can tell us anything.
We might be protecting the innocent. I think we're going to be changing lots of people's names.
Yeah, we will have to change a few people's names.
Yes, definitely.
But why don't we kick off, because this is our first show, why don't we tell everyone how we met? And it was, how many years ago was it now? 7, 8?
It seems a long time ago.
I think we've known each other forever.
He does.
And this is my first impression. Why don't we do the first impressions?
Yes, like, right.
I remember
okay.
what I thought of you when I first met you. So okay. we were working at a different place. Let's say
we haven't actually told everybody that we work together.
So we used to work together and we do work together.
Yeah, I dragged him along to somewhere else. We both looked by his hair. Do not touch my hair. Do not touch my hair.
For this show, because we knew it was going to get filmed, Louise actually put some makeup on. I went and redid my hair, and she said to me, "Oh, what's the difference?"
I genuinely still can't tell.
I'm surprised she hasn't already made a comment about the clogs that I'm wearing. So at Christmas, I've completely digressing already, but at Christmas, the family, so mum and dad stayed with me and Andy, and she bought us all these Christmas pajamas.
Like onesie things.
Like, no, it was like I can't remember what it said on the, we can put it up on the Patreon or whatever, or the Instagram, whatever. And we were all wearing the same clothes. And mum wanted to do like a group picture of us. So there we all do. We gather round. There's me and my clogs. Post the picture online. First comment I get, what the fuck are you wearing on your feet?
They're not clogs. They're Crocs.
What are you, Crocs? What did I say? Clogs. Crocs. Crocs.
They are Crocs. And I know they're fashionable these days. And I should probably wind my neck in. But honestly.
And I think my comment back was something like, well, I am the fashionable one, you are old.
Do you know what? Do you know the funny thing is this lovely jumper from a fashion brand called Arquette, sponsorship if you want it. I love their stuff. Got like a couple of little skirts. And I got dressed today and I thought, I'm not getting changed, but I look like I'm wearing my school jumper.
She thinks she's gone back to school, trying to pretend that she's young again.
But the funny thing is, my school uniform was never grey; it was navy blue. But yeah, it looks like I'm wearing my school jumper.
Yeah, but did you use the word?
No, he is with V-necks. Yeah, but yeah, even so,
and a tie.
Yeah,
the horrible ties.
Yeah.
Well, you were prefect.
Yeah.
I was a prefect as well. I don't know why I was a prefect, because they just made
they gave it to everybody in the sixth form.
No, they didn't with us.
Did he not?
No, because that you had to like be voted in by like the teachers.
Did you?
Yeah, but then what was there, like prefects and like senior prefects?
Yeah, there were head girls and deputy head girls, and then they I think there were some senior, like the proper SWATs got that.
Yeah, and
It's just child labour if you think about it.
It was because we had to go on duty at lunchtimes.
Yes!
And like...
And watch kids come in and make sure they didn't get run over and stuff. Is that even allowed these
I don't know
days?
Whether they do it now. I don't know whether they do it now, but I know that we used to have to... Mine used to be a Friday break time and... Did I used to do lunchtime? Don't remember. It was definitely Friday break time. With my friend Richard, we used to have to stand there by the, there was a like a little tuck shop.
Dick.
Me and Dick used to stand by the tuck shop. I don't know what we were supposed to have done, because like if there was kids messing around, I wasn't fucking messing around with them. Not that they would like stab us or anything, but I don't know why I just said that, but in my head it was like, I'm not gonna mess with any of these kids.
Which school did you go to? Where kids would be stabbing you in the tuck shop.
Oh, do you know that? It was so poor. Anyway, back to how we first met.
Yes.
So I had started at this place, I want to say the April, and I think you start, I want to say either the May, June time.
No, I think it was less than that. I thought it was maybe August. It was still warm. No, it was warm. Because it was big windows, wasn't it?
It wasn't. There's a reason why I know it wasn't.
Okay.
Because... who you replaced, I knew that I waited for her to leave before we made that video. And we showed that video at the summer party.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember it just being hot in there, but it was hot because it was one of these like...
that horrible air conditioning.
Yeah, and like, it was just big floor-to-ceiling windows. That should not be
And the
lovely
blinds,
offices,
the
though.
Blinds that you said, like, you have to like lower down because the sunlight would like beam on you, depending on what side you sat.
Oh, I don't know then, Noel. I don't know. But yeah, we used to work together, didn't we? And go on then, first impressions.
I started to think, I want to say April. It was the April, and then I think you start the May, and then I remember because you came in all like suited and booted,
like,
because back then we used to have to wear shirts and you could wear what women could wear what they wanted, really.
It was sort of casual. I mean,
it was like business attire.
It was business casual, wasn't it? But less
trousers, shoes,
but more formal than business casual.
You didn't have to wear
style.
Like ties and stuff.
No.
Compared to like now where it's casual.
But I think I'd always worked in sort of fairly corporate environments.
But you
that was
used
actually
to wear,
my
like, your like jacket, like not tweedy jacket, but like greyish coloured jacket, looking all like.
Like looking you what I was doing.
Looking all senior. And there was one moment, there was one day, And I don't know whether you were doing a handover with your predecessor. And I'm sure you were drinking. because
it wouldn't surprise me.
It's the first time that I saw your predecessor happy.
Ever.
And then I thought, oh, thank fuck. At least she's a nicer person than the last one.
I can't remember drinking. We did drink in the office.
We did, but I don't know why.
Not generally. We should not say like not every generally. Day. Like, no.
Not like nowadays.
It wasn't like, shut up. We don't do that. It wasn't like kind of crack open a can of, like, cocktail at 9:30 in the morning, was it?
No.
It was only ever Fridays when we were going out, probably.
Because I think, when you started, did I sit opposite you?
No. Oh. You moved to the end.
Shane started when you started?
Yes.
Oh, he had?
Yes.
So I'd moved, like, so you were like there in my vision, weren't you? I was opposite Moon. You were there.
No, I had a junior desk. I had a non-desk next to my predecessor for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Where
at the
she
end,
sat,
near the door.
Yes.
And then you moved over to where she sat?
Yes.
Okay.
And then but I always remember you at the end.
Yeah.
Again,
afterwards.
This is not very interesting for a podcast, no. Is it? Well, we need to get to the point.
Yeah, we do need to get to the point.
Some people on Patreon are going to be paying a fortune for us rambling.
Well, I know. Well, at least it's interesting to us. So I remember thinking, oh, thank fuck, she's a lot nicer person than the last one, because the last person had a reputation for being not very kind, didn't she?
I never saw that side to her at all. I've got to say, there was one time when she had a meltdown about a photocopy book. Can't we all have meltdowns about a photocopier? But I never
saw that.
I don't
even use a photocopier at our current work. I tried to yesterday and got electrocuted on it.
No, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. It is a nightmare.
But she had I don't know why, but I was always in her good book, so nothing ever happened to me, but I witnessed other.
And she did. She had a hard job. She did.
She was stressed.
Yeah.
It was stress.
Yeah.
We all have shitty moments when we're stressed. Not me, because I'm like a fucking angel.
I'm both.
When have you ever seen me in a bad mood? Have you? You've never seen me like Luke. You might have. I don't tend to that often.
No, I wasn't there for the incident of storming out of the building.
We'll
still
cut that
attached
bit out.
To. Still attached to your phone charger.
Flying up in the air.
I've only heard this. It is stuff of legend.
But I don't think we really, like, I want to say bonded. Because I went off and did like another.
I was busy.
You were really busy doing important things.
Actual
important things. And then I disappeared for a while from the office, didn't I?
You
to
did.
Do like a separate job.
Less important.
But this
more
is where...
More dicking around.
But this is where our bonding moments happened.
This is. So we'd probably worked together for about a year. And we were. It wasn't like we didn't ever... Because we used to get to the office quite early. So it was me, you...
I always used to make you the tea in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I used to make it early enough where I used to leave it on your desk.
Yeah, I think so.
There was that one day, I'm really digressing, where I made you one. And then you did your... Stormy. And I was like, well, she didn't fucking like that cup of tea, did she?
I'm not even going to mention your cups of tea. It's
like black, like dishwater.
Yeah, awful. Awful.
I got to go do some more exciting stuff.
That's correct.
And somehow, and I don't know, I don't know how, but you decided to tag along to one of them.
I did, because it was a trip to Poland, and I'd never been to Poland.
I hadn't.
No.
First time.
No.
What was it, Krakow?
Krakow. We went to Krakow, and we went just before Christmas, and they got the most amazing Christmas markets on, didn't they?
And I'm sure you have a version of the story of when I turned up at the airport. I don't remember it being this bad, but I... You tell the story of what you saw as I walked towards you when you're waiting at the airport.
So Shane is wearing big puffer coat and boots.
I regretted that because I was sweating.
But you were, because you were also dragging a family-sized suitcase behind you. I mean family size. I mean like a 30 kg.
It was like probably, if you're watching, as tall as this microphone is to the ground. It was huge.
Big family suitcase. He had a backpack and then he had another bag as well.
My normal like work
bag. Now, Shane, tell our listening public, tell the Pounders how long we were going to Poland for. Poland. Poland, not America. Poland. Again, not a third world country. You probably didn't need to pack quite as much as you did. How long were we going to Poland for?
Did we go for a day?
We went for one night. We went for one night. And again, pack extra pants just in case you shit yourself. Do not pack. How many pairs of boots did you get?
Well, maybe I might. There might have been three.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Well, because I thought, well, maybe one if we go out for a meal.
So, because I'm a fairly seasoned international traveller, and going for one night, I had one kind of small carry-on bit of luggage. Didn't need to check it in. It was in a bag. But it wasn't even a suitcase.
Do you know why? Like, I like to take the bag. It's because, you know, you can only take, like, certain liquids on. I'm really funny about that. I have to have, like, my proper full-on, like, shampoo. And even though we stole all the, like, stuff from the hotel.
You love the stuff from the
that
hotel.
That was the best stuff ever.
It was what's called L'Occitane.
Well, I don't
think I got that you for Christmas,
yeah, you know? It was like L'Occitane. I think it was a different brand.
I think
there.
It was L'Occitane.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, well, it was that nice. Like I stole it.
Sponsorship deals, L'Occitane.
Yeah, L'Occitane. That L'Occitane. Was the best.
Is that how you say it?
Is it L'Occitane? L'Occitane?
L'Occitane.
Is it L'Occitane or Octane?
I think everybody knows it. It's the nice stuff that you get. It's nice.
The really nice stuff.
The nice French stuff. I'm going to say it's French. It's French. Not. Yeah.
Is it French?
I'm sure. See, it's Hotel Starry. It's a lovely hotel.
Oh,
if you're going to Krakow, go to Hotel Starry. Lovely, lovely hotel. Lovely. Like 250 quid a night. Lovely for him and me to go on a jolly.
Jolly.
Lovely. Thanks.
That we're finally admitting to the world, have we?
I did. I know.
We did work that first one.
Yeah, we did. I definitely had a reason to go the first one. Second one, not so much.
So, yeah, then we went again, and I still hadn't been back in the office by this point, and I was away. I wasn't in the office,
No.
I was at home and travelling around the country doing other videos and stuff. And then we went again because we had to re-film some stuff. They changed their minds on something, hadn't they? And
I've literally got no idea.
I think by the point we filmed the first bits, I filmed the first bits, they hadn't come up with a script. So they were like, go get the visuals.
Oh, okay.
And they hadn't come up with, like, a story.
Right, okay.
So then by the time that I'd gone round everywhere, then they decided this is going to be the story. So we had to go back. And I want to say it was, like, the 8th March.
It definitely wasn't Christmas yet. It was definitely, I'd say, yeah.
But we went for two nights this time.
Yeah, we did.
Don't know why.
Because we were on a jolly and we loved Hotel Starry. And we'd had such a nice time the first time. It was so nice the first time we went because it's by Christmas. They had a Christmas market there. And if you've ever been to like Birmingham Christmas market, you know it's like hell on earth. And it's full of just really expensive stuff that you don't want to buy. This was beautiful in Krakow, wasn't it?
It was like
handmade stuff, wasn't
but
it?
Wasn't it like, you see, I won't say Disney Channel films, but like Hallmark, Christmas...
Yeah.
Films where you'd go into that side cafe and have your hot chocolate. It was like
and
that.
Just watch it. It was like something out of a film. It was so, so beautiful. And Krakow's beautiful anyway. And it was really dark skies. There was no like sodium haze and you could just see the stars and just these beautiful little cabins. There wasn't a crush of people. They were selling stuff that you'd actually want to buy rather than
It was a good job that we didn't actually have zloty.
Yeah.
Because we would have spent a fortune.
Yeah, we would have done. And then do you remember like the patisseries that they had there? And they had like these apples that they'd done and made a cake and stuff. And
I forgot about that. Nice.
And then they had beautiful jewellery places. It was just lovely, wasn't it?
And the chocolate. I remember you thinking, how much chocolate can I give? My suitcase to take back to the office.
My handbag.
Your little handbag, yeah. But the second time we went, I feel this is the reason we bonded. One, the first night, we went to that like little outdoor pod thing.
Oh, we did.
It was like clear, like plastic dome thing,
wasn't it?
You ordered two mains.
Oh, I couldn't decide what I wanted.
Because you can decide.
I wanted some pierogi. I'd never had pierogi before. So I wanted pierogi.
The
dumplings, yeah.
Yeah. And then you went back. Well, we both went back to the hotel. And then you went off and had a treatment.
I did went and had a massage.
And I remember the next morning, Louise was like, I need to tell you this story. And when she told me this story, to start with, I didn't actually find it funny. I just was like, oh, all right. Despite the fact that she was pissing herself in the taxi telling me this story. It was only the taxi room that I went out for breakfast. Pissing yourself. But the more times I've heard the story, the funnier it gets. And I don't know why. You have to tell the story now.
Oh, do I have to?
Well, this...
I was going to save it for another time.
Well, we've got loads of stories.
Okay.
This is just like an introduction for the pounders. Oh,
I've got to think of all the little nuances of this story.
It was so funny. Like, you retold it, like, a month later to everyone.
And, yeah, like, there was people.
That was proper belly laughing, hurt, pain laugh. I don't know whether because it was in front of more
people. But people now spoil it by saying the catch line, don't they? Because you say, tell the story about.
Yeah, but I haven't said it this time. Have
no,
I said
you haven't,
it?
Oh,
that's
you
good.
Haven't.
Don't need to edit anything out.
No.
Go on,
okay.
Tell right. The story. So I. And then.
It was first night, so I was having a massage, which work did not pick up the cost of, by the way. I paid for it myself.
Oh, disclaimer.
Yeah, who cares? I don't wear that anymore. But yeah, paid for this massage. We were there for 2 days. We'd got, I don't know what we were doing the second night, but yeah, we went having this. So I went.
What was a
massage.
What did we do the second
night? I have no idea. It was just funny, probably.
Probably.
So I booked a massage, and Hotel Starry was not a cheap hotel, even though Poland's
food-wise was dead cheap.
Food
like
and drink.
That meal where you had 30 courses.
Came to like 25 quid.
£40 for total,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like nothing. It was really cheap. This was a while ago. This is like 8 years ago. So I think prices have changed. My Hotel Starry, they'd got their own spa. So I was looking at like spa prices. I'd love a massage. And it wasn't that cheap, but you got longer for your money, if that makes sense. So anyway, go down for this massage. I'm just sat there and this lady comes in. And she says, yeah, if you just get changed and, you know, just relax, lie down, cover yourself in the towels. I'll be in a few minutes. And she said, and she put this little parcel down on the side and she said, and this is for the hair. I was like, okay. So, and, you know.
For the hair.
So, and off she toddles. So, you know, I've got changed and I'm getting all relaxed. Beautiful. You know what a spa's like? You've got beautiful candles. It all smells lovely.
Yeah, right, and it's relaxing.
Just, and they put all the lights down and all, immediately, you know, just feel relaxed and stuff. So I'm there with this little pack and I'm thinking, trying to think what kind of massage I was having. I was thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe she wants to protect my hair because, you know, it's...
The oils.
Because of the oils. So anyway, so I opened up this little packet. And, you know, I'm there with this packet. I'm desperately trying to work out how to, like, cover my hair with what she'd given me. So imagine this packet, and I'm looking at it, and I keep looking at it, keep trying to tie my hair back and trying to get all my hair.
What, like one of them wig caps?
And I'm like, I've got fairly short hair at the time. I think I've got like
long hair. Was shorter.
So I didn't even have like that long hair. So I'm trying it all sorts. I'm trying to put it on the back. I'm trying to put it on the forward. So I've got like this like hair net thing. And I'm trying to put it on. And I thought, do you know what? I'm stood there like naked, like trying to figure this out in the mirrors, trying to like literally doing everything I've got like this. I'm pulling it everywhere. I'm sticking it over my ears. I'm pulling out. What are you doing? Boo girl, are you okay? Are you okay, boo? So I'm pulling it over like my ears. I'm trying all different ways. I thought, I'm just going to ask when she comes back. This is just, I'm just not relaxed like this. I just don't know how it works. I just don't know.
Maybe they do it differently in Poland.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Do it differently in Poland. So anyway, I'm lying down and I put this package like down on the bed so that she can see. And as I put it down on the bed, it falls into the shape of what it actually is, which is a pair of disposable pants. So for at least 5 minutes, I spent putting disposable pants on my head in every which way possible. For the woman to walk in and then go, "Mum, you got your pants on."
Can you imagine if, well, I don't know whether they have like little cameras in there, but can you imagine if like the woman goes to a little booth and there she is watching you, and there you are putting these pants on your head, trying to like sort it out.
But literally, I'd got like, if you think of a pair of pants that you'd get if you were having any kind of treatment, I'd literally was hooking them over and was pulling my hair.
Was it like thong pants? Like, was there like the strip, or was it like a teeny bit for like?
There was a teeny bit for everything, and it was fine. Once you take it, it was in like a triangular package. So if you'd have opened, if you'd have like laid it out like I did eventually, you'd have seen quite clearly. Maybe she didn't say hair, and maybe that was what
maybe
was.
Maybe you misheard her.
Maybe, well, I don't know. I don't. But in the retelling, and I can make this story go on and on and on, and nobody knows where it's getting. I have told it too many times. But if you are a pounder, please give us your pound, just for the legal things. Please give us the pound. Join us.
Well, you won't have a funnier story than that. You probably have done worse things in massage parlours.
I've got a friend called Wombat, probably cut this bit out. I've got a friend called Simon, whose nickname's Wombat. He's got some great stories. Great stories. Probably none of them broadcastable, though. But yes.
That whole trip, though, was full of like one thing after the other. So then I text you when we get back to the hotel room saying, "Oh my God, someone's been in my room. They've left a pack of stones on the pillow."
So I don't think Shane stayed in too many luxury hotels at this point. So I point out, it's just the turndown service, and I think you'll find the macadamia nuts.
I hadn't realised that.
Can't go
that
near
they
a macadamia.
I had not realised that they do a turndown service. I noticed that, like, the slippers or dressing gown had moved. And I thought, fuck, someone's been in here. You know, like how, like, the Italians, whoever, like, put a dead horse's head on your pillow? I thought, oh my God, this must be the Polish equivalent of that. Like, I'm a target.
But even then, it had like hotel starring on it. I look at that.
Well, to me, I was like,
did you ring Andy? Did you ring Andy and say somebody's been
probably
in the room before?
I was so panicking that I'd like check behind the curtains and everywhere, because I actually thought someone was going to murder me that night. Thank God you said there were macadamia nuts.
Macadamia nuts, though,
because I don't eat nuts.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have, like, figured that out.
Do you not eat nuts, Shane?
No. Okay. But then it got worse when we got to the airport going home.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we had, in addition to probably, like, my giant suitcase.
Oh, no, we missed a bit because we were bing-bonged going out. You don't
even
remember
that. Was that
going out? Going out, we were bing-bonged. Wasn't going back when we were just had an intelligence lap.
Yes. I thought we were being bonged. No.
No, we were being bonged on the way out because they wouldn't let us fly because of your huge amount. No, it's because you'd got that tripod stand.
So in addition to all of my 100 suitcases that I took, I had this giant, it's the thing to put the tripod in. It was a big case, like a solid case, wasn't it? And there happened to be a sticker on it that had
a battery
on it.
So that's so funny. They thought there was a battery in it.
There was
Who
a
knew?
Bomb or something inside.
No, they thought there was a battery in it.
Yeah, but like they.
But you're not allowed to carry batteries.
No, you have to carry batteries in your hand.
Okay.
Stuff,
they made you take the sticker off in the end. We were there for about an hour though. We were bing-bonged world passengers.
I've clearly forgotten.
Dickhead,
like,
and dickhead.
That bit. But I remember when we went back home, we're like, right, what do you call it? Oversized baggage.
Oversized baggage, yeah.
We're there looking around thinking, well, there's no staff here. Like, what do we do
And there
with...
was a phone. There was a phone.
So I think you picked up the phone and, I don't know, called the embassy or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've been there for hours.
We had no idea what we were doing.
Nope.
Looking around thinking, right, we're screwed. We're going to miss the flight because we can't put my giant size truck. I was just going to leave it at one point. And then we turn around.
No, I started walking down because there were check-in desks. So I thought, I'm just going to get one of these people off a check-in desk to come put in the oversized luggage. You tell the rest of it.
And then we turn
around. Because
I can't
believe I was this stupid.
We turn around and there is a giant, when I mean giant
sign. We're not talking small. We are talking
giant sign.
Giant, which we have been staring at for an hour. I am not kidding. We had stared.
An hour.
At this, like, I mean, wrong people, gone to get people, like we have
all
stared.
All we had to do was put it on the conveyor belt and they did it automatically.
Yeah, we had
looked
at this.
But we had looked
at yeah.
We haven't registered the sign.
But this is the quality of our stories, which we think are hilarious. This is why we need you to pay the pounds.
So that means you need to join our Patreon, which we'll put links in to all the other things. And
we're going to think about some tears as well.
We'll do some extra.
We're going to think about tears.
We've recorded some extra bits, so we'll maybe throw that stuff on there with some more of our boring stories that we found hilarious.
No, some of them are hilarious. Maybe people will find them hilarious. I have been listening to some podcasts where it's two people together, and what they generally do is they have a third. So they can't just riff off each other. They kind of riff off the third person. Yeah. So our third person needs to be the general public. We need to sit there and be quiet while the general public are entertaining.
I'm sure we will have opinions on people's stories.
Oh, yeah, but we don't want it to become LBC because I'll just get not annoyed every day.
Oh, no, like we'll yogurt. Find it funnier. We'll... Fucking yogurt.
I'm still going on about that yogurt. I don't know if the yogurt story is even in this episode, but, you know, we might have to...
It might be like an extra, but we might have to go back and find somehow.
We might have to circle back to the yogurt story.
So, I've said my opinion of you.
I can't remember anything about it.
You used to call me Craig.
Oh, did you I've got no idea.
She clearly didn't know any member of staff's name, so she just made it up.
I did.
Like, Craig, bitch, do this for me now.
That's not true. It's funny because you never worked with a Shane, and I worked with walked into this office. There's like 20 people in this office, two of them called Shane.
I know.
What were the chances? But I wanted to call you Craig for a lot of time. Even recently, like, I've wanted to call you Craig. I've had to stop myself calling Craig. I can't really remember meeting you. The more...
I wasn't that memorable.
No, not really. Because there was so much going on because I'd only got a short handover when predecessor. There was an awful lot going on in that business, wasn't there? There was a new system. There was the thing that I ended up doing that was super secret squirrel. There was just so much to go through. There was a lot of people who needed to talk to people about things.
Yes.
So, and actually, because you didn't really make an impression because you actually weren't needy. So...
I wasn't needy.
Well, I know. First. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was really funny because the one thing that I do remember when I first started was there was a girl in our office who will call... because that's her name. No, there was a lady in our office. Let's call her Miriam.
Miriam.
Miriam. And
is this going to have to be an edit?
Let's call her Miriam. And she took me to one side to tell me, you do know that Shane's gay, don't you? And I was just like, I just didn't know what to say to this. So I don't think I actually said anything and probably just turned around and walked off in a fairly aloof way because I thought, do I acknowledge that Shane's gay? Do I need to be told Shane's gay? Do I care that Shane's gay?
Did you not turn around and go, oh my God, that is brand new information?
And I was just like so taken aback that somebody had felt the need to take me to one side to tell me.
That's a bit strange, because it's not Miriam, like it wasn't obvious.
Miriam could...
I don't know that I say
not,
that.
You know what?
I don't... Stereotypic... I don't know how to say it without being, like, judgy, but... Or not judgy, like, what do you call it?
I don't know.
I don't, like, prance around and make a big deal about it. It's just, like, the norm.
Yes, absolutely. But I was still, like... I have literally had no... So that's the thing that I first remember. I do, all the Poland tricks were
Do you know
hilarious.
What you should have done? You should have took me aside and be like, Miriam has just pulled me aside to inform me that you're a gay.
You're one of the gays.
I'm not quite sure how to approach this subject, but
so
I'm okay with
so
the gays.
So I do remember that being, and I do remember, and obviously we had the quiz, didn't we? So we used to do the quizzy fizzle on a Friday afternoon.
I don't know why. I remember coming back from other project to come back to the office and work.
Yeah.
You were like, right, Shane, you're doing a quiz this Friday. I was like, am I? You're like, yes.
No option whatsoever. There was no option. And you have to do it in your own time.
That was brilliant, though. Our Friday quizzes.
Yeah, no, they were amazing. They were amazing.
Because they just got more, like, over the top. And it ended in this, like, big millionaire-style quiz that you lost. And I'm sure there's
on
a
the
video
very
on the last question.
Question.
And you
do you want to ask me that question? And I knew as soon as it came up, and I changed my mind. Always go with your people on anything. I'm just going to look to the camera now. Go with your gut. Go with your gut, especially on quizzes, but generally in life, go with your gut.
Didn't say that into the microphone.
Say it into the camera. Don't say it into the microphone.
Go with the gut. Go with the gut.
Go with the gut.
So
with
I
the gut.
Believe your question so was...
So like, pound away, pound away. Go with the gut.
Your question was, what was the first picture on Instagram?
And I thought it's going to be a dog. And I hadn't even got a dog yet.
Yeah, you'd thought dog.
And thought
then
dog.
One of the answers was bowl noodles. Of noodles.
Yes, I went
and
with
you
bowl.
Went with bowl of noodles.
Let's put it into context. This quiz lasted a year. There was a leaderboard, there was teams.
She's really
there
exaggerating
was
it wasn't
there
a year.
Was
it was like 4 months.
There was like different rounds. There was fastest finger first. There
oh,
was
yeah,
millionaire.
There was the, well,
all sorts. And I had got to, and this was just before I was leaving that job. And I'd been like... one of the top or in the lead.
You were in the lead because that's why you went last. You were in the lead.
For a long, long time. And after all these people, we'd got some sort of not stupid people there.
No, we had some clever people there, but somehow...
Miriam had left by this time.
Yeah, Miriam and Sally had gone.
Not actual name.
Sally was right. We like Sally.
Small doses.
Yeah. Might edit that out. But the group of people were actually quite... They were intelligent.
Oh.
They, it's not like they weren't...
No. There were some people who just...
Some people like, had no common sense at all and shouldn't have been working.
Yeah, but then you look at people who have got... This was like showing people's utter talents. Like Danielle. With
oh,
like
my God.
Dingbats. That girl
had the
is
brain
like,
to... look so outside of the box. And she'd be like, right, it's that.
No,
and
you
before
wanted,
you'd even looked at the first one.
They wanted Dan on your team for dingbats, didn't you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
If there was dingbats on there. But yeah, so you lost that quiz.
So a year's worth of quizzes
four
of a Friday
months,
afternoon.
4 months.
A year's worth of quizzes on a Friday
it
afternoon.
It was from the April to the August.
Years. Worth
of years of your life playing
years,
quizzes.
Yes. Where I was winning to lose on one question about Instagram.
If we find it, we'll upload it to like the Patreon because it is a hilarious video because you like curl up like a little fetus on the chair.
And I was skinny then. Find it. I wasn't in my school jumper either. I was in a grey dress.
And I was quite big on that video because that's when we used to have that like shelving of like...
Food.
And because we were always like in shirts, my shirts used to literally like the buttons were like ready to ping off.
And I used to bring sunglasses in to protect my eyes from the pinging of the shirt button.
But there, I watched that video and you can see me there with a bottle of beer sat at that little table thing. We weren't allowed to drink at the second one because we did it twice that one because
yeah,
obviously you weren't there and weren't allowed
left.
To drink. Like, yeah, just boring people left then.
Oh, dear. What a shame. Cool.
But what we want to know is we want to find stories about your first meets of people, whether they're funny, whether something unexpected happened, anything. It doesn't matter. Something that you want to tell us.
Oh, have you met somebody at work and then forced them to come to every job that you've ever had ever since?
Dragged them along. There was one, though. There was one. There was one where we didn't. There was a period of time.
Yeah, no, there was.
Because I don't think we ever thought we would work together again.
No, I didn't think so, actually.
And that's why we know each other's stories, because...
Yeah, because
once
we
you
became,
leave somewhere...
Yeah, because we became friends after work, and then, like...
Because
so
we couldn't
he
be
knew.
Friends at work.
No. And then, of course, he knew all my stories to the point that we didn't work together. And then we did work together again, because actually Shane's very good at his job.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly. No, very surprisingly. No, he's very, very good at his job. But I didn't think I'd ever work with him, so hence told him loads and loads and loads of stuff, which no doubt at some point...
On the podcast will come out. I've not said any at work. I've always...
You're desperate
like,
to,
I've
you?
Been desperate, and like I'll throw teeny little like teeny little grenades where you'll know. I'm waiting for like a little explosion, see if anyone picks up on it, but no one has yet.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame. But yes, it is down to you. We would do not want this to be the Louise and Shane show, because I was said before, we're vaguely amusing. We're not very amusing. We entertain ourselves. We think we're hilarious. We're not. We need you. So yes, so our next episode, which is all handing over to you, is about chaotic meetings, or
it can be anything like that, like a situation where I don't know, you made a worst enemy, or that moment.
Yes.
You know, that moment where either you realize that you are that person's best friend, or this person is going to be my worst enemy for life.
Yeah, so just any first meetings, any chaos, any unexpected friendships.
Yeah, because this is an unexpected. In theory, anywhere else, I don't think it would have ever happened.
No. And I think the two work experiences we had are diametrically opposed anyway, aren't they?
Yes.
Like completely different things. But yeah, no, it has. It's worked out quite well.
Because like in general life, we hadn't worked together and had the moments. I don't think we'd have gone to...
If we hadn't gone to Poland, we certainly wouldn't have been as...
Poland was the game changer, I think.
Sitting down, Tessie Bella. Oh, you were keeping my legs warm because it's cold in here.
It is freezing. We've got our, like,
have a nice
makeshift studio.
We do have a makeshift studio.
Because we wanted to film a few live in person.
Yeah.
And it's fucking cold outside. Oh, it's really freezing. Cold. It's miserable.
I've come with my fresh kicks on. Shane runs a livery yard, so it's full of horse poop.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah, got me fresh kicks on, my school jumper. Got the doggy kicking me one. He's now wuggling her tail. So,
do you think that's the end of our first episode?
Oh,
do you think
probably is.
Pounders
probably
have actually made it to the end of our very, very first episode.
I am thinking, if you would like to join us, and, you know, no pressure, and you can still listen for free, we're not going to stop anybody listening to free.
No, it's going to be on all of the Spotify, Apple.
If you want to join in, or if any comments, I'd like any corrections as well, we would ask you to become a pounder, just to sort of join the community, help pay the fees, especially the legal fees that I can see coming. We don't want to give you pounds to lawyers. So
no.
This is why we've got to change names and protect the innocent.
Well,
but we're
doing our best to change the names.
So, but if you could become a pounder, just give us sort of a pound.
Yes.
Which
is
the name
sort
of the pound.
Sort of a pound.
Because we can't really charge you a pound because it's not quite enough after all the fees and everything. And we think sort of a pound, which comes a pound.
You have waffled about this fucking sort of a pound. All we need to say is join our Patreon, sort of a pound. The link will be below. We've got the TikToks, we've got the Instagrams, the Facebook. Search us for at sort of a pound. We'd love to hear your pounding stories.
Maybe a different episode.
maybe not. Well, you can if you want, if that's a hilarious story they want to tell. But we just want you to pound away. So
you can do it anonymously. You can come on. You can send us voice notes. You can do it on camera. We can
read
zoom
out your message,
you in.
Yeah.
You can read it out.
We can even... what do you call it? Like change the voice.
Oh, yeah.
We could AI your voice.
You can even choose what voice you want. So, but yeah.
Talk like this. All
maybe like
this. That. But yeah, we want you to get involved. And I guess this is the end of this episode. So
end of the first episode. Well
done, Shane.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Pound away.